Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, there were Donegal farmers in Dublin this week for a major demonstration. There's also a demonstration planned in Brussels for next week. Plenty happening on the farming front. My special guest this evening is Ger Bergen, the National Treasurer of the Irish Farmers Association.
Ger, delighted you could join us this evening. It's a testing time, to say the least, for many farmers. Now, first of all, let's just reflect on that demonstration that was held in Dublin. And I suppose from a Donegal point of view, Donegal's always been a strong supporter of major protests in Dublin. And the fact that people make the effort to go down, it shows just the strength and depth of feelings at the moment.
Absolutely, Chris, and thank you very much for having me on your show. Yes, and I'm fortunate to meet the Donegal bus as they arrived in Dublin on Monday, and it was great support from your county, strong farming county, strong IFA county, and the brunt of the price drops and indeed the other difficulties during the summer weather are being felt in Donegal, and the current situation is definitely impacting very hard in Donegal, as it is all over Ireland.
Now, in terms of national protests, you know, how much influence do they have on ministers, and do people listen to what you're saying on the streets?
Well, the protests are a very important way of highlighting the current pressures on farm incomes. And pressures on farm incomes and low farm incomes are bad for farmers and agri-industry, obviously, first of all, and farm families, the length and breadth of the country. But they're bad for the Irish economy as well, particularly the rural economy, which is so dependent on agriculture and all on the rural spin-off that comes with that. 300,000 jobs heading for 11.5 billion in exports, very well distributed across all the country and across all the sectors. So when there's a problem with farm incomes, there's a problem for the country. And that has to be a problem for government as well. And our minister will be in Brussels next Monday at the European Council of Agriculture Ministers. We want to see proposals from Phil Hogan, our European Commissioner, at that meeting that will begin to address the problems that we face across a number of sectors in the milk sector, the pig sector, the grain sector, and indeed the livestock sector.
We live in an era that we hear a lot about the local economy, and you've touched on it there, and farm incomes, and I suppose every pound spent is vital and it filters through. We have the national economy, we have the European economy, the world economy, we have a global village. Now, the protest on Monday was outside the EU Commission offices. The message has to be got back to Brussels, but you need support elsewhere in Europe as well.
Absolutely, and the protest on Monday was to bring to bear on the European Commission representation in Ireland the critical problem on farm incomes across a number of areas, and that these issues have to be addressed in Brussels at Commission level, and that the Commission has within its gift market management tools and other supports that can be brought to bear to at least bring a bottom under milk prices, under pig prices, under grain prices, and to use the market measures and use, for example, the money that the Commission has available to it, over 800 million collected in super levy fines across Europe this year alone, to bring to bear, to get extra intervention prices, to get APS for pig meat, export refunds for pig meat. We have to remember that some of the cause of this problem in farm incomes in Ireland and across Europe has been political, in that the Russian ban on European food imports has had a huge negative impact across all those sectors. It's not the cause or the fault of farm families in Ireland or in Donegal or in Europe. It's a political problem. And when that happens, the Commission needs to act and show solidarity with farm families, that they're not the ones that are exposed and suffer because of political decisions elsewhere.
Now, looking at the sectors that are probably the worst affected at the moment, dairy, grain, pigs, I mean, the dairy farmers, we're talking about margins having come down something in the region of 90% plus over the last 16 months. I mean, that's alarming in any man's language.
That's hugely volatile and hugely dangerous for our model of dairy farming. Margins, prices have come down by over a third, but it has taken over 90% of the profitability at farm level at a time when dairy farmers are investing and spending money post-quota to meet the demands that are there. So, temporary difficulties in the marketplace, some caused by political events shouldn't be allowed to disrupt that. And as I said earlier, there is money available that was collected in super levy fines. There are market support measures there through intervention, increased intervention ceiling. That would certainly bring a bottom to prices where they are, and that's the least we need to do, the Commission needs to do, and put a bottom in the market so that recovery can start straight away. If you look at other sectors, look at the pig sector, again, the political ban in Russia has had a huge impact, and we're seeing, you know, there are, as has been done before, APS and export refund measures that once again can put a stop to the price fall and bring confidence back to the trade. There are political decisions in terms of reopening markets in Russia, technical problems that if they were dealt with could possibly reopen markets in Russia on the pigmeat front as well and take volumes off the marketplace. If you look at the grain sector, it's into its third year of low prices. A county like Donegal, which has had a bad summer weather-wise and a late and delayed harvest, is only adding to the pressures that are there in this sector, and it's definitely going to lead to casualties in this sector if it continues any longer. There are a number of things could be done. There needs to be changes to the some of the greening measures that have created a glut of barley in the UK and put pressure on barley prices here. There needs to be changes. The single farm payment, for example, the grain sector is badly hit, that at least a 75% front-loading of the payment in October could help cash flow and help to help some of the financial difficulties that are there. The TAMS investment scheme, grain farmers have not been included in that, and they need to be included in terms of grain storage. That would encourage more farm-to-farm trading, and in a county like Donegal, that could be very relevant with a strong livestock and sheep sector as well, and you know, maybe retain more of the margin and the money within the farm gate on both the, on both ends. And on the livestock sector, Chris, we're seeing some pressure on beef prices here. We're after coming out of a very bad 2014, recovery in 2015, and now we're seeing prices and factors threatening to go below €4 a kilo, and that's just not on. We have a strong trade to the UK, and the weakness in cattle prices across Europe is being used now to put pressure on us. And again, action at European level to alleviate that would certainly help Irish cattle prices.
I'm speaking with Ger Bergen, the National Treasurer of the IFA. Ger, just you touched on it there about export markets. There was a big fanfare about the United States and China and what could be a boom for so many people, but it hasn't quite perhaps panned out the way many had expected.
No, it hasn't. Those markets are technically open, but volumes are not going. However, there are markets that could be important if they were operating fully. On the beef side, I think we've had very little our product has moved. There is substantial demand in the United States for example, minced beef, and it's trading at a higher price than across Europe, and there are technical problems that need to be sorted out to get that trade over the line, and that would be a huge boost to the cattle sector. You know, we're seeing, as I said, pressure on cattle price at the moment in factories, and we don't want to see this reflecting back into March and wheeling and store sales. This is the most critical time of the year for those sales and for farmers' incomes. On the Chinese market, again, look, there are technical issues. There is a trade mission going to China, I think, next month. There's obviously a bit of slowdown in economic growth in China, but that shouldn't be allowed to prevent market access to China. We've seen on the dairy side, in the first 6 months, if I'm right, of 2015, there's as much milk products being dairy products being exported as there was in the whole of 2014, and we just need to see some of that coming back to farmers' pockets.
Now, next Monday, there is an emergency farm council meeting in Brussels, and the IFA and other farming organisations are going to be there. There's going to be a major protest. How are we faring vis-a-vis farmers in other countries, and what countries are sort of most likely to back us from our point of view?
Well, there's a large COPA protest outside the Council of Ministers on Monday, and COPA is the union of farm organisations across all the 28 member states in Europe, of which IFA is an integral part. We will be there in full force, all our executive council, all our county chairman, including Michael Chancellor, Donegal chairman, all our national committee chairs across all the commodities will be there supporting the COPA protest, led by our president, and putting pressure on the minister, Simon Coveney, and Commissioner Phil Hogan to deliver on the measures that they have available to them to address these problems. And across Europe, you've seen and probably heard in the news different protests low beef prices in France and Italy, protests on the motorways and the transport network. You've seen in England and in the protests on the dairy side. You've seen in Northern Ireland protests outside supermarkets because of low milk prices. So there's much the same problems as we have in Ireland across all sectors. For example, the fruit and vegetable sector has been very badly hit across Europe because of the Russian ban.
The wheels of change can be very slow and all the bureaucracy. How optimistic are you that we can actually see short-term improvements?
The problem is so grave now, Chris. We need to see action immediately. And there are a number of measures that can be taken. Where there's a will, there's a way. And immediately, market support measures, Chris, lifting the intervention price, temporary schemes across aids to private storage, export refunds across a number of commodities, getting payments out to farmers more quickly this autumn, and dealing with the political outfall of some of the market limitations in Russia, all would help to try and restore a bit of confidence. The biggest issue is to put an end to price drops so that recovery can start. And the Commission has money available, and it has the political tools and the market tools available if the political will is there to act. And the reason for the IFA protest and why we will all be there from all across the country in all commodities is to bring as much political pressure to bear on our minister and our commissioner to use those measures now.
Ger Bergen there, National Treasurer of the IFA. Just time for the livestock prices, cattle prices. Steers at €3.95 to €4 a kilo. Heifers making €4.05 to €4.10 a kilo. Bulls €3.90 to €4.20 a kilo. And cows €3.40 to €3.90 a kilo. Well, sheep prices, there's a Muslim festival on September the 24th. Factories paying €4.80 to 22 kilos. And some top prices of €4.85. Ewes making €2.80 a kilo. Well, that's just about it for another edition of Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, have a very good evening.